Roots, the culture and cultural identity of India, Sunday night on BBC Radio 3 from 7:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
La mie la la musta tutte mie musta tutte mie la la musta tutte la mie
Bhartana fans around the world will immediately recognise that as the opening track from their brand new CD called Uttu. It's been quite a long time coming and there have been big changes for the band in the meantime. But Bhartana is back, a new album, they're approaching their 30th anniversary and they're winners later on this month of the Womex Artists Award for Lifetime Achievement. And welcome to another Late Junction with me, Fiona Talkington. I've got more music for you tonight recorded over the last few years by my colleagues in the World Roots team. And in fact, we're off to Mali for this next recording to the home of Yoro Jallo in Bamako, a musician inspired by music from the South, hunter's music, sacred music. And I remember Lucy Duran once making a comment about how his music represents people all over the world who move from the country to the city and long for home. Thank you.
this mountainside for some tiny little molehills. When the soldier comes back with the weight of the world in his little knapsack, he's gonna need a hand to hold, to ease out the thorns from the heart of his soul and roll away the stone. Don't worry, worrying won't make it all. For one tiny little raindrop. When the soldier comes back with the weight of the world in his little knapsack, he's gonna need a hand to hold, to ease out the thorns from the heart of his soul. Some tiny little molehills. When the soldier comes back with the weight of the world in his little knapsack, he's gonna need a hand to hold, to ease out the thorns from the heart of his soul and roll away the stone. I will.
Karina Polwart, and that was such a moving song. I'm wiping a tear away from my eyes. A song called Don't Worry, which comes from her new album, Traces. And Karina's on tour right now. Do go and see her if you can. She's got lots and lots of dates between now and the end of November. Norwich Arts Centre tomorrow night, Salisbury on Friday, Oxford on Saturday and Stroud on Sunday. And just before that, we were at the home of Yoro Diallo in Bamako in Mali, master of the Kamalungoni, as played by the Hunters of South Mali. More from him later on. There aren't so many albums where one of the band is credited with playing the tea ceremony. Well, the Tea Rockers Quintet includes some gorgeous guqin playing by Wu Na, and there are guitars and laptops, pipa, shakuhachi, mbira, jew's harp. And yes, Lao Gu provides the tea ceremony. You're cordially invited. Thank you.
对上。
孤独呀，
thank you.
members of the Tea Rockers Quintet from their CD called Ceremony, and that includes the guqin playing of Wu Na, who you can hear more of tomorrow here on Late Junction. Well, last night I really enjoyed playing you part of Keith Jarrett's Vienna concert as part of the BBC's Piano Season, and you can still catch that on the BBC iPlayer if you missed it, by the way. And tomorrow I'm going to play you part of his famous Cologne concert. But tonight, Jarrett plays not piano, but clavichord. This is from his 1986 album, Book of Ways.
Thank you.
Keith Jarrett there playing Clavichord from the 1986 album Book of Ways. And do check out the Radio 3 website for details of the BBC piano season and the ways in which you can get involved. And if you want to get in touch with us here on Late Junction, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The annual Ether Festival gets underway at the South Bank in London this coming weekend. Anna Meredith's music features in a concert at the Purcell Room next Wednesday, which gives me an excuse to play what's become something of a Late Junction favourite.
Thank you.
Anna Meredith's Nautilus, and you can hear Anna's music next Wednesday, part of the Ether Festival. That's at the Purcell Room in London. And meanwhile, I'll be just next door at the Queen Elizabeth Hall with the BBC Concert Orchestra and Julia Wolfe, and you'll be able to hear that concert live here on BBC Radio 3. Many people from the BBC World Service said a very tearful farewell to the legendary Bush House earlier this year, home to the World Service since 1940. Robin the Fog, or Howl Around, studio manager there, made an audio tribute to the building, working late into the night, recording lots of different sounds. And he says, "I like to think that these are the sounds Bush House made when it thought that nobody else was listening."
Thank you.
The Ghosts of Bush, a hauntological tribute to the much-loved Bush House by Robin the Fog, recorded and produced at Bush House entirely at night before World Service moved out. And really, you need to get hold of the vinyl and play it all in the darkness at 3 o'clock in the morning. I've mentioned the 2011 International Oud Festival in Jerusalem quite a bit in the last week or so. The World Roots team and producer James Parkin were there to record much of the festival, and they've very kindly given me some music to play here on Lake Junction from some really fantastic performers. And this is quite a starry lineup: the trio of Stelios Petrakis, Ephraim Lopez and Bijan Chemerani, and lots of different instruments.
Thank you.
A solo trombone piece by Giacinto Scelsi, which he called Mantram Cano Anonimo, Anonymous Song, from a set of pieces he thought of not so much that he was the composer, but more a medium connecting with another age or place, and in this case, an Oriental inspiration. The trombonist there was Mike Svoboda, a musician who was sort of discovered by Stockhausen, who, when the young Svoboda was doing an audition for him, also asked him if he could tap dance. And before that, music from the 2011 Jerusalem International Oud Festival and the rather fine trio of Stelios Petrakis, Ephraim Lopez and Bijen Chemerani. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Susanna begins a UK tour next week. Last night we heard her version of Jolene from our very first encounters with her back in 2004. Such a versatile and imaginative performer. But tonight this is from a more recent project with Susanna singing the music of Purcell.
Mm-hmm.
the soft bed, my body I dispose, but where shall my soul repose?
Purcell's Evening Hymn, sung there by Susanna with the harpist Giovanna Pessi, gamba player Jane Achtman and nickel harper player Marco Ambrosini. And as I mentioned before, Susanna's on tour from next week from the 11th, beginning in Bristol, and the tour ends at LSO St Luke's in London on the 16th. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with, yes, more music from the Jerusalem 2011 International Oud Festival of so many fine performers. And actually, for the first time, I'm going to play you a solo oud player, a really great performer, Taizir Elias. I hope you enjoy this, and I hope you can join me again at the same time tomorrow. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The BBC's piano season continues in the first 2 hours of the programme this morning with a Norwegian performance of Mozart's Concerto No. 21 in C in about 90 minutes from now. Before that, the Argentinian Nelson Gerner plays Mozart, Schumann and Chopin in a recital he gave in the summer of 2011 at the Chopin and His Europe Festival in Warsaw. Schumann's Kreisleriana and Chopin's Opus 28 Preludes, complete, follow Mozart's Sonata in E-flat, Köchel 282. It begins, unusually, with a slow movement, the 18-year-old composer perhaps looking over his shoulder to Bach and Handel, and that's followed by a pair of minuets and a final allegro.